The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's celebrate our Father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this commission, for the great opportunity that he has given unto me. Please join me to celebrate this great man of God. Hallelujah. We celebrate you, sir. We appreciate you. And I pray that God will bless you. Thank you so much for this great honor and opportunity that you have given unto me to stand before the people of God to minister God's word. I pray that God will bless you, sir, in the name of Jesus. I appreciate you, Mama, for your constant support. May God bless you, Ma, in the name of Jesus. And to all the pastors and all the ministers in the house, I appreciate you all. And to every one of us, turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I appreciate you. Many of us don't know the meaning of appreciating. When you appreciate something, that thing increases in value. You know, some couple of days ago, I told my wife, I said, I'm beginning to appreciate you the more. And she looked at me, she smiled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And since then, I've been enjoying some new dimension of grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is going to take you to a new level tonight in the name of Jesus. We've been treating topic on all round success. And tonight, we are continuing that grace, divine direction for all round success. That is the topic before us tonight. Divine direction for all round success. Divine direction for all round success. The desire of God is that we walk and live and dwell in all round success. And it is His will and His plan and purpose for our life is to dwell in success. Henceforth, He makes plan to guide us and to lead us so that we can enjoy the fullness of success that He has prepared for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God's plan for us is for us to enjoy all-round success. And that is why I know that the theme of this year shall find a quick expression in your life and in my life in the name of Jesus. You know, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. In Psalm 16 verse 9, says the heart of man plans his way. The man desireth, his heart is glad, he plans his way. But God is the one that directs the steps of man. I want you to know that God has planned to direct our steps so that we can walk into His perfect plan and His perfect will for our life. The plan of God is for us to enjoy all round success. Praise the Lord. What is the meaning of direction? Direction means, because in the course of this program, Papa has taken his time to explain to us what all-round success means. So I'm not going to dwell on that again tonight. But let's look at the word direction. Literally, direction means management or guidance of someone or something path into or guidance of something of someone's path into an end, into a conclusion, that is management or guidance of someone's path or flow into a particular goal, into something that has been predetermined. That is guidance, that is direction, that is the meaning, literal meaning of direction. But what does divine direction mean? Divine direction, number one, means to be divinely directed is to walk under God's supervision. To be divinely directed is to walk under what? God's supervision. To be divinely directed is to walk under God's supervision. How many of us wants to walk under God's supervision? I want to walk under God's supervision. In the book of Isaiah chapter 58 verse 11, the Bible says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a water garden, like a spring of water, whose water faileth not. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Divine direction is walking under God's guidance, under God's supervision. You know, if God supervises you, you are very sure you are going to end up successful. If you have a project and God is supervising it, of course, you should know the hand that God is going to take you to a glorious hand. Praise the Lord. You know, that God does not want us to just walk alone. He says something in the book of Psalm 32. In Psalm 32, verse 8, he says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. I will guide thee with my eye. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that you shall go. You will not be like a horse or a mule, which hath no understanding, whose mouth hath to be held in place with a bit and a bridle, lest thou come near unto thee. No, you know, God is saying something. He said, you will not be like a horse or like a mule that you have to torture or you have to put a bit in his mouth for you to guide. He said, I myself will guide you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is going to make you to walk under his supervision this year in the name of Jesus. Number two, to be divinely directed is to be led by the Spirit of God. To be divinely directed is to be led by the Spirit of God. In the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 14, the Bible says, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the what? They are the sons of God. It is only sons that are connected that can be divinely directed and divinely guided. Number three, what is divine direction? Divine direction is to walk in the light of God's wisdom. That is, you are not using your own wisdom to do anything that you are doing. You are walking and operating under the wisdom of God. You can imagine if somebody is working under the wisdom of God, there is no professor that will set any exam for such an individual. Of course, A plus is sure. If there's anything after A plus plus is of course very sure. Why? Because the wisdom of the professor is like foolishness unto God. So if you have the wisdom of God, you have the wisdom that supersedes the wisdom of the professor. And that is why the psalmist says, I have more understanding, more than my teachers. Why? Because God is the one that is guiding me. God is the one that is leading me. If you are divinely led, if you are walking in divine direction, you walk in the light of God's wisdom. Turn to your neighbor, ask him or her, are you walking in the light of God's wisdom? Are you walking in the light of God's wisdom? You need God's wisdom for you to have all-round success. You need God's supervision for you to enjoy all-round success. You need the leading of the Lord for you to have all-round success. In the book of Psalm chapter 18, verse 28, he said, for thou wilt lit my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For thou wilt lit my candles. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. In other words, when you walk in direction, under the directive of God, every darkness in your life is enlightened. Every darkness is lit up. Every darkness is illuminated. If somebody is working in darkness and there's a pit before the person, the chances that the person will fall into the pit is 99.9%. Praise the Lord. But if the person is walking and it remains just one step for that person to enter into the pit, and then there is what? There is lightning. Then there is light. What do you think will happen? The person will halt and the person will circumvent that pit and be delivered from destruction. God's direction guide us and lead us to success and not into failure. And we must understand that our ways may not necessarily be God's ways. Our ways may not all the time be God's ways. Sometimes God directs us in some place, some things that seems as if they are stupid. It seems as if they are not wise. It seems as if it doesn't make sense. But when God is leading you, be sure that the end is going to be glorious. Turn to your neighbor. He that is led by God shall have a glorious hand. The beginning may look as if it is not it, but watch it. The hand is going to be glorious. Because the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, it says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof might be what? Ways of death. But when it comes to God, if God is leading you, God will not lead you into failure. Because our God is not a God of failure. He's not an author of failure. He's not an author of confusion. in the name of Jesus. You will not fall into confusion in the name of Jesus. Your path will be enlightened in the name of Jesus. Your path will be lighted up in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 verse 8, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways." My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. Isaiah 55 verse 8. I want you to know that the thought of God towards us is the thought of peace, is the thought of good, to bring us to a glorious future. That is His thought towards us. And that is why we have to walk under His supervision. We have to walk under the guidance of God in year 2017 for us to achieve all round success. Quickly, we'll be looking at some point on how to walk in divine direction for all round success. How to work in divine direction for all round success. Number one, seek after God. Turn to your neighbor, seek after God. Seek after God. What is the answer of that individual? If he's not answering you very well, tap him and ask him, please seek after God. God is the source of our life. He created us, He knows us, and He knows His plan towards us. And if we can seek after Him, I want you to know that you will enjoy His guidance. You will enjoy His help. And you will enjoy all round sources. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things," all what? All these things that you are thinking of, clothes, garments, whatsoever, that you are thinking of, will be added unto you. As long as you seek after God, all these things shall be added unto you. Brethren, I want you to know that God's plan for us is to achieve good success. In other words, if we seek after Him, we will enjoy the best of God if we seek after Him. Number two is be humble. You need to be humble. You must be humble. You must be humble if you want to achieve good success. You know, when you seek after God and you are humble, you are teachable. Praise the Lord. The Bible says something about one king called King Uzziah. Uzziah was just 16 years old when he began to reign. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Time will not permit us to read through all the story. But there are some things. The other day Papa was teaching. And Papa make reference to this. When I got back to my place of work, I think 2 days after, I decided to study it in-depthly. And I discovered that what Papa was saying was very true. And is still applicable and relevant to today. This guy started reigning when he was just 16 years old. And the Bible said, "And he sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper." It takes humility to seek after God. It takes humility to run after God. And as long as he does this, God made him prosper. If you read the latter part of this guy's life, he began to become proud. And because of that, he missed it. He missed it. May you not be proud for you to miss the blessings of God upon your life in the name of Jesus. You know, it takes humility to go before God and ask God for guidance. Because your wisdom will tell you, she be on a coney. I know the road to Lagos. Is it not the road to Lagos? I go to sawmill. I pick a bus. Off I go to Lagos. Maybe Lagos me. Meanwhile, maybe God does not want you to go on that trip. It takes humility for you to say, "God, I want to go on this trip. Should I go? Should I not?" And God says, "Don't go." And that trip, somebody has promised you 100,000 naira. Just come to Lagos. I'm going to give you this and this and this and that. It takes humility for you to humble yourself and say, "No, I'm heeding to God. I see you be humble for you to enjoy all round success this year in the mighty name of Jesus." I say, God will give you the grace for humility in Jesus' name. In Psalm 25, verse 9, God says something there. Say, "The meek will he judge. The meek will he judge in judgment. The meek will he teach his way." The meek means the humble, is the one that God will teach, that God will guide, that God will lead. I pray that God will lead you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Number three, how to be divinely guided, to walk in divine direction. How do I walk in divine direction? Number three is to depend on God, to trust Him for guidance. Trust Him for guidance. Trust Him for guidance. There's a song that says, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. You cannot be guided when you don't have trust in the guidance. If somebody is guiding me and I don't have trust in that person, I cannot be guided. I cannot be directed. If somebody is directing me to do something and I don't have trust in that person, I tell you, there is no way I will follow that direction. Why? Because I don't have trust in it. Praise the Lord. If I ask Pastor Ebenezer, for example, I say, Pastor Ebenezer, I'm guiding you. You know, what you need to do now is you have to go and buy 2 liters of oil, boil the oil, and drink the oil hot. Of course, he can't trust that. So God is telling me, just drink the oil. All your problem will be solved. If he doesn't trust me, he won't do it. But if he trusts me, believe you me, he will do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It might seem foolish. It might seem hard. But if you have trust, you do it. And it takes trust in God for us to be divinely guided by Him. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4 and 5 says something. We all quote it often. It says, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not in thy own understanding. Verse 6, in all thy way acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. For your path to be divinely directed, you have to do what? Trust in Him first. You don't trust in your own intelligence, you trust in Him. You don't trust in your own wisdom, you trust in Him. You don't trust in your own certificate, you trust in Him. You don't trust in the abundance of things around you, you trust in Him. As much as you trust in Him, He will direct your path. You know, it amazes me. Many times, many of us have trust in our medical doctors that we have trust in God. Many times, we have trust in our lawyers that we have trust in God. I read something. They talk about management consultant. Some of us have trust in some people to help us manage our life that we have trust in God to manage the affairs of our life. Many of us have trust in sayings of men than for us to have trust in the Word of God. I said, my mother used to tell me that this and this is what you should do when you want to get married. But God's Word says contrary. And you have trust in your mama than you have trust in God. God who makes your mama and you, who should you have trust in? And you know, that is one of the elements where we miss it. Direction. Many times we have trust in man than having trust in God. And the direction of man can be foolish. Can be very foolish. I'm not saying man cannot guide. We'll get there. But what I'm saying in essence is that God is the supreme. Say, trust in God. Lean not on your own understanding. Lean not. Verse 7 says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Don't be wise in thy own eyes. Don't think you are wise. Don't think you are smart. Say, I'm smart. It's because of my smartness. It is not because of your smartness. It is because God just wants to give you that thing. Praise the Lord. Number 4 is seek Him in prayers for guidance. Seek Him in prayers for divine direction. Tell Him, God, direct me. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 1, and you say, I will stay upon my watch. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. And I will watch to see what He will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. I will watch, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the table, that he that read it may run with it. Praise the Lord. In the place of prayer, you get divine direction. In the place of prayer, intense prayer, focused prayer that is articulated towards God, not prayer that is articulated towards what you are going to do next. Prayers that is articulated, not prayer that is articulated towards your thoughts, but prayer that is articulated towards God, that is focused on God, asking Him, God, what do you want me to do? What is your plan for me concerning marriage? You know, while I was in school, I used to have a pastor, and he used to tell us, pray for your marriage. Myself and a couple of my friends, we used to laugh at him. At a point, we call him, Pastor, pray for your marriage. He would tell us, pray for your marriage. Then I'm a very young man, just in my early 20s. I looked at myself, why do I need to pray for my marriage? Now I know why. Praise the Lord. He would say, pray for your finance, pray for your future. Pray that God will guide you, that you will not miss it. You will not marry the wrong person. Pray that God will lead you into the right choice of career. Pray that God will lead you into the place where you should walk. Let me tell you, it is not everywhere a child of God can walk. I remember when I finished service, my younger brother got contact with the MD of one of the highest paying companies in Nigeria as at then. And he said, bring your CV. I have the MD's number, a white man, a Briton. And I've talked to him, this and that. Then I asked him, which company? He said, BAT. I said, I'm not going. You don't know BAT, don't worry. Hallelujah. I'm not going. Whatever they are giving me, the first thing I asked him, I said, does the MD smoke? He said, he smokes. Smokes very well. I said, And I will work in their lab, and I'll be testing cigarettes. How will I do it? I'm not going. You see, it might look rosy, but it may not be the ways of God. And that is why you have to pray and say, God, guide me, lead me, so that I will not fall into error. I will not fall into failure. I say that God will guide you in all your choices in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number 5 is be a friend of the Holy Spirit. Be a friend of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is a sweet spirit, but it can easily be grief. It's a sweet spirit. And let me tell you this. One of the main functions of the Holy Spirit is to guide us and teach us. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Spirit is real. Turn with me to the book of John chapter 16, verse 3. The book of John chapter 16, verse 3. John chapter 16. And these things will they do. John chapter 16. Verse 13, sorry. John chapter 16, verse 13. John 16, 13. Praise the Lord. Howbeit, when he, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. That is, he will show you your future. He will guide you. He will tell you. If I tell you now what will happen to you in 2017, May, June, July, August, up to December, of course, you will know how to plan yourself. Praise the Lord. You will know how to do what? Plan yourself. You will know what and what you should do. The Holy Spirit is there to guide us. He's there to lead us, to guide us, to make us to do the things that pleases the Father. So we must be friends with the Holy Spirit. Our Father in the Lord, Pastor Ihe Adeboye, said something many years ago that I listened to, and I encountered it also. He said, he was still a lecturer at the University of Lagos. He said many times when he's going home and he's driving home and there's traffic, he will ask the Holy Spirit, which route should I follow? I don't want to be in traffic. And the Holy Spirit said, go through Yaba, turn to Makoko, from there, turn to this place. And lo and behold, it worked. So one day, I was also driving, and I understand that there's hold up. I said, God, where do I follow? He said, go right. I followed. Turn left. I followed. Turn right. I got home before every other person. Then they went, Bologa. I said, I don't know. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is real. In fact, that day, I remember very well. Very well. I got home very early. And everybody were like, how did you do it? I said, I don't know. The Holy Spirit, its guidance through traffic is so little to guidance through life. Praise the Lord. He will direct you. He will lead you. And number six is study the word of God. Study the word of God. Say, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, for thou shalt meditate in therein day and night. And when you do that, what will happen? Thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have what? Good sources Praise the Lord. The Word of God is our manual. It is our guide. How many of us know compass? Not mathematics compass. The real compass. The sailor's compass. Is there for them to know direction. It gives them direction. Where to turn the ship to. Where to go to. North, east, west, south. Turn 2 nautical miles east. Then go this nautical miles west. If the pilot or the captain of the ship refuse to follow the direction of the compass, they will end up where they are not planning to go to. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible, the Word of God, is the Word that will guide us into all round success. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. May your path not be dark in the name of Jesus. May the Lord illuminate your path with His Word in the name of Jesus. It says in verse 133 of that same chapter, Psalm 119, verse 133 says, Order my steps in thy words. Order my steps in thy words. The Word of God is able to order your steps. You can be guided in the Word of God so that you will not miss it. You will not miss it. May you not miss it in the name of Jesus. May you not miss it in the name of Jesus. Quickly, I will run through how does God give us direction. Having known how to seek this. Now, if I am seeking this, how, in which way, which method does God use? Number one, God uses His Word. God uses His Word to guide us. He uses His Word. Number two, via His servant. The book of 2 Chronicles 20:20 says something there. It says you will be established if you what? If you believe in His prophet via His servant. Number three, by night visions, by dreams. When you dream, God can guide you through dreams. In the book of Job, chapter 33, verse 14 to 16. Let's turn there. The book of Job, 33. The book of Job, chapter 33, verse 14. I think 14. 2:16. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when the deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumbering upon the bed. See, for God speak. God speaks. God can speak to you. But you have to be careful to know which one is coming from God and which one is coming from the devil and which one is coming from your flesh. Daniel and his colleagues were saved by God's instruction via this method. Number four is via the spirit of man, the inner witness. God can speak to you through the inner witness, through His Word. In the inner witness of your soul, God can communicate to you and guide you and lead you and tell you what to do and what not to do. When Papa was speaking on day one, Papa talked about our conscience. That if our conscience is not right, if it is not open, we may miss a lot of things in life. You have to have a pure conscience so that God can speak to your spirit and help you to understand His ways in the name of Jesus. God is giving you the grace to understand the ways of God in Jesus' name. In the book of Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, the Bible says, The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man, God can drop some things in your spirit. He can drop some things in your spirit and say, do this. Don't do this. I don't know if you have experienced it. You want to enter into a vehicle and God will say, don't enter this. You will just have it like a thought in your mind. Don't do it. And you will stop. Please be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Be sensitive. Number five, where I will stop, is via the Holy Ghost. Via the Holy Spirit. Via the Holy Spirit. Many times the Spirit of God speaks to us, but we tend not to listen because of our own belief, our own ideology, what we have believed that yes, moshelele, that is how I will do it. That may be the way they've been doing it and it has been working for everybody. But when it gets to you, that may not be the way. Praise the Lord. That may not be the way. I know a man that was looking for admission some years back, and he got to the place, to the school, and the form he had with him, he has not even submitted the form for the postgraduate admission, and the admission has even closed. Him, he was still holding his own form. Then the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, go to so-and-so. And he went and he got to the person, and the person was like, I know you somewhere. He said, I've never seen you before. He said, are you related to so-and-so? He said, yes, he's my brother. He said, wow, you look so much alike. What can I do for you? I've come to this town. I don't know anybody. I'm looking for admission. He said, okay, stay in my house. Tomorrow I'll call somebody who knows the dean of the school of postgraduate who can assist. And he called the person in the morning. And lo and behold, the person is just an ordinary carpenter. And when the man had, this and that, and he spoke to the man, he dropped and said, oh, he's the carpenter for the prof. He stands somewhere, how can carpenter talk to prof? And prof will listen. Lo and behold, the carpenter talked to the prof, and the prof gave the admission without considering the fact that the person have not even submitted the form, without the HOD of the department minuting on it. The admission letter was already given. Then the nurse said, okay, take the form to the HOD. The person got to the HOD, and the HOD said, admission is done now. I'm not going to sign anything. Will you get out of my office, this and that? And the man left the office and went back to the prof, and the prof said, I've forgotten the carpenter's name now. He can't ask me something and I will not do it. He picked his pen and signed where the HOD is supposed to sign, and gave the person back and said, take it to school of postgraduate, go and drop it to the secretary. Praise the Lord. The person talking to you is that man in the story. I want you to know that God can guide you. God can guide you. A carpenter to a prof. It's like the journey from here to London. When I saw the carpenter, where he stays, where he lives, because I went to thank him, I could not correlate the two. How can the professor, and you know what he says, Prof, you go, I mean, go, go, lay one pata pata, a minimum, go, go, lay one tico, a minimum, oh, lore, minimum, oh, lore, le minimum, Jeff, one. You know, it sounds so strange. Guidance. You can be divinely guided into all resources if you know how to seek after God, if you know how to humble yourself, if you know how to pray, if you know how to believe and have trust in God. If you can do this, I can assure you, all resources shall be yours in the name of Jesus. As you are divinely guided into all resources this year, I pray for you. May you not miss it in the name of Jesus. May people of the world not confuse you to leave the things of God for the things of the world in the mighty name of Jesus. May affection of the things of the world not take you away from the divine guidance of God in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet and begin to pray unto God.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.